So, which consequences do you actually, authentically want to enforce? I want to put my kids in timeout because it teaches them the type of pause that I'm trying to practice myself. Timeout also creates the space we need from each other. I want to take privileges and material possessions away from my kids because that teaches them to value such gifts. And sometimes the consequence I want to enforce is simply telling them, with clear honesty, how their actions or words have hurt me. Choosing consequences out of our integrity eliminates the whole, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you" falsehood our parents tried to foist on us. Kids can see through our lack of integrity quicker than anyone, and that is enough reason to become as comfortable as we can with the idea that we can, and should, enforce consequences we actually want to enforce. Number 4. Only choose consequences you are willing to endure yourself. A coaching client, Dan, had a recent experience with a traffic ticket. Both he and his teenage son had received speeding citations in the same month. Dan was confused about whether to tell his son about his own ticket. This was his son's third in the past year, which would likely cost him his license for a few months. Dan was understandably upset, but he wrestled with how upset he could possibly be, given his own speeding infraction. "I taught him how to speed. I should probably teach him how to accept the consequences." Dan was so tempted to rescue his son by hiring a lawyer to make it go away, because a suspended license would upset the entire family schedule. You see, Dan Jr. and his two younger sisters all attend the same private school, and Jr. had been driving all three of them to and from school every day. With Jr.'s license suspended, Dan Sr. would be the one to drive them for the rest of the year. That's a big disruption. Thus, Dan Sr. was tempted to rescue both himself and his son. He found a lawyer who, for a large fee, could make both tickets go away. This was incredibly appealing. Dan could avoid any consequences for his own infraction and could avoid having to drive his whole family around for several months. But like Marianne, the single mom in the last chapter, Dan was starting to grow. His integrity would not let him make such a cowardly choice. Calming his own considerable anxiety instead, he chose first to accept the consequences of his own mistake, even taking his son with him to his own court appearance for speeding. He then walked alongside his son as he went through his court appearance. All these practical principles are dependent on one thing: staying calm. Consistent enforcement of consequences is the single most effective application of authority in the parent-child relationship, but only if you can think through your decisions calmly before you make them. By doing so, you greatly increase the chances that those decisions will be sensible, realistic, and helpful in facilitating everyone's growth. Stay consistent with your words, yes, but most important, stay consistent with yourself, even if it means choosing some discomfort and inconvenience. As for me, I'll be getting a dog next year and all the responsibility that dog ownership implies. And that's okay. At least I didn't promise her a cat. Reflection questions on Chapter 10. Number 1. How well did your parents keep their promises and follow through on their warnings? What did their consistency, or lack thereof, teach you about trust, authority, and the ways of the universe? Number 2. When are you most prone to make threats you don't keep? What effects has your inconsistency had on your parent-child relationships? Number 3. What consequences are you the most consistent with on a regular basis? Number 4. How might your increased consistency improve your relationship with each of your children? Number 5. How does remaining scream-free help you stay consistent? How does staying consistent help you remain scream-free?